Close Encounters of the Alice's Kind, written by Tree People. Hello, Moon, as David.
Rhetorical Questions as Patrick.
Amanita Fears as Stevie.
The Sleepy Skipper as Alexis.
Sunlight Symphony as Twyla.
David. Two hearts emoji.
Hey, you on schedule to close on time?
Yes. Maybe even early, actually. Slow afternoon. Sorry, already swept up. Very excited for that chili. And that wine.
Okay. Have you unpacked the new shipment of lotion?
Yes. Like I said, slow afternoon. Why?
Just wondering. Did you track down where that missing box of candles went?
Yeah, there was no missing box. Just a typo on the inventory sheet.
Were you planning on hanging out with Stevie after you close?
No. Why? Patrick? Did you burn the chili? It's in a slow cooker. You just had to leave it alone for the day.
No, I didn't burn the chili.
Then why are you trying to get me to stay at work longer than I need to? What did you do?
Nothing.
I can hear you lying.
No, you can't, because I'm not lying.
So, why are you trying to get me to stay at work? Bzz, gotta think up your lies quicker than that, brr. What's wrong? Did you break something? Did you do something to my shoes?
No, nothing like that.
Patrick?
Okay, fine, but please don't freak out.
Telling someone not to freak out is a guaranteed way to make sure that they will. You should know this.
True. There's a moose on the front lawn, and you can't come home until it's gone.
Excuse me, what? What the fuck? What the actual fuck? Are you okay? Has it hurt you?
David, it's outside, I'm inside.
But it's a fucking moose! Aren't they huge? Don't they eat people?
Yes, they're huge. No, they do not eat people. I'm fine, but if you come home, it might freak out and attack the car.
What?
See, this is why I didn't want to tell you. It'll probably be gone in a bit anyway.
Send me a picture.
Moose1.jpg.
No, I meant of you! Proof of life health, please? Oh my fuck, why is it so big?
Selfie_moose_bkg.jpg.
Oh god, you're so tiny. Like, you're small anyway, but that thing is so big.
Thanks, love you too. Just stay at work until I tell you it's safe to come home. Everything's fine.
Nothing is fine! It's standing in my petunias!
Stevie Bud. So, I hear there's a monster on your lawn.
Word gets around fast. Is a moose a monster?
To David, it is.
In that case, yes. A huge, terrifying monster. That is happily eating the hedge. Red angry face emoji.
That blows. Get some good photos?
Yeah, and video.
Someone's gonna go viral.
Nah, not unless it does something crazy.
What do you mean?
I don't know, like charge the house or something? Attack the shed? It's a lone bull and they can be bonkers this time of year. Real territorial and stuff. Wait, don't tell David I said that. Stevie. Stevie, don't you dare. Stevie!
Devil emoji.
David. Two hearts emoji. Patrick, Stevie's freaking me out with moose facts, and I can't tell if she's lying.
She probably is.
Okay, yes, true. Is it gone yet?
Babe, I said I'd tell you when it was gone.
Well, okay, but maybe it ate you and you couldn't text me.
They don't eat people. They're herbivores.
Then why are people so afraid of them?
Because they're big and aggressive and will mess your car up.
OMG, don't remind me!
You asked.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you have to tell the truth. Come on now.
My mistake. I promise to feed you nothing but pleasant lies from now on.
Thank you.
Alexis Rose. David says you're in mortal danger? Are you okay? Give me the details. I might be able to help.
Oh my god. Thank you, Alexis, but I'm fine. There's a moose on the front lawn and I'm stuck in the house until it leaves. David's at the store and apparently telling his entire contact list that the moose is eating me or something.
Aren't they vegetarian?
Yes, exactly.
I thought so. I would have been in a lot more trouble that time in Alaska with Elijah Wood if they weren't. Hand-feeding something that eats meat is a bad idea. LMAO.
Have you told David the story?
Maybe. Probably not.
Can you do me, your favorite brother, a huge favor and just continue to not tell him?
Only for you, Button. Winky kiss emoji.
Thank you, Alexis.
David, two hearts emoji. Proof of life check-in, please.
I'm watching Jeopardy reruns and scrolling through Instagram. The moose is still outside. Does that count?
This could be the moose. Having learned how to use a phone.
And speak English?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think a moose, having learned how to imitate humans well enough to trick you, would do something more with its newfound skills than sit around on the couch and stare at screens.
That's exactly what a moose would say.
Twyla Sands. Hi, Patrick. David just stopped in to get a coffee and mentioned something about a wildlife infestation at home. So I thought I'd check in and see if there's anything I can do to help. I know a lot of tricks for keeping vermin out of the cafe.
Hi, Twyla. David was just being funny. The infestation is a moose that's on the front lawn right now. It'll move on when it's ready to, but thank you so much for the offer.
A moose? Exciting! That's a little out of my size range, but if you do need any help, my uncle's brother-in-law's cousin works for natural resources and could probably come over and get rid of it for you.
I think I'll just wait to see if it leaves by itself, but I'll keep that in mind. Thanks.
You're welcome.
David, two hearts emoji.
The moose is gone. You're clear to come home now.
Are you sure?
Yes. I watched it cross the road and go into the woods.
What if it comes back?
It might. Shrug emoji.
Patrick, what did we discuss about pleasant lies?
It's gone forever and will never ever come back.
Okay, thank you. How are my petunias?
They're fine.
Is that a pleasant lie? Patrick. Patrick! My petunias! The end.